Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio, here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I'll tell you what, I had the most enjoyable evening watching that. Watching that slugfest, watching the Democrats repeat themselves, pharmaceutical companies, the stock market, get the children, Bernie. I love Bernie Sanders. I just love Bernie Sanders. I would like to hang out with Bernie Sanders because he sounds like such a jive. Anyway, listen, I enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah, who's on? Gary Gatehouse is on the line, but Gary, it sounds like you've got some hum or something
yeah,
going
I hear
on
it
in
now.
The background.
Yeah,
Gary,
I do.
Try calling back, will you?
No, it's not you guys. It's me. I've been having a problem with my phone line.
Oh yeah, you got the
yeah.
Can you call on the cell on another line or something? I hear it. I hear that. You know. Try it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let me try to call
you
on
the
cell.
Just call back and let's see what happens. You come on anyway. I want you on with me anyway. But listen, I want to tell you about what I was going to talk about first. Before we get to the debate, we're going to have the colonel will be on with us, the mysterious colonel. I think Kevin Bowles is going to be calling in, and Billy Van Horn is going to be calling in, and hopefully Jimmy Jay will call in for a little while. But listen, this is what I want to tell you. Today there was an article that my writing partner saw, and I didn't see it. It was, and Lisa, did you see it? It's about the twin daughters, who wore an Air Force hoodie. They wore two Air Force hoodies to school, and they got ordered to take them off.
Yeah,
they
I've seen that.
Wear them. But you did
see
it too. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my writing partner was a great lyricist, Jeff Rubin, wrote a lyric and sent it to me right away. Maybe it was around 12 or 1 o'clock when I saw it in my email. And I checked it out, and he told me about it. I didn't see about it. Then I didn't know about the situation. And then I looked, I Googled it, and I saw what the story was about the school that banned them. They have a no military logo. It was kind of a law. Anyway, so he sent me this lyric. I went over the lyric, and he wanted to make it a song, but I made it into a recitation. And I got it. And I sent it to you, Lisa. That's the first MP3 I sent you. I want you to listen to it. And just tell me what you think of it, because it's about the situation where the girls went to school and stopped them. And then the mother went to school, supposedly. I didn't see that in the article that I read, that the mother went to school to convince them to accept them with the Air Force jackets on. So listen to the little thing. Gary, listen to this thing, all right? And then we're going to go to the debate thing.
He fought for our country far from home, risked his life, leaving his daughters and his wife. With so much courage, they all made a great sacrifice. Now his children decided to honor their dad and our American troops by praising the bravery of all who fought. So they saved up and bought two items that they wore to school. They were two U.S. Air Force jackets. They were handsome jackets with the letters AF, and with their heads held high, they wore them proudly to class. But they were ordered to remove the jackets because there was a no military logo rule. They were just beautiful jackets with an Air Force logo that would display their gratitude and pride. The school should have allowed these jackets. There was no reason that their liberty should have been denied. What has become of our country when we can't stand up for our brave protectors with all our heart and soul? Why are they banning a jacket that displays our American Air Force logo? What could possibly be their goal? So his wife decided to confront the school counselor to try to help them see the light. She finally convinced them to reverse the no military logo rule and to do what's right. Yes, his daughters and wife won a victory in a battle that never should have been fought. Wearing the two Air Force jackets they had saved up and bought was merely a statement of love for their dad and his fellow warriors that would show national support. Yes, for the time being, American patriotism has won the battle over stupidity. But the fight has not reached an end, because the school principal said that next year they'll review the no military logo rule once again. Tell me, what has become of our country? Is this the America we want?
Anyway, so we did that. I did that with my my buddy's lyric, who he's a really terrific lyricist. Changed it around.
That's
a little
great.
Bit, made a recitation out of it. It's nice, isn't it? I just did it really rough, and I put it to a track that I had. In fact, that track was originally for a song that I wrote years ago called Thank You, Magic Johnson. When Magic Johnson announced he had AIDS, I had a big bunch of kids sing with a girl, lead girl singer. She was real good, real young girl. My friend's daughter sang the lead on his call. It was called Thank You, Magic Johnson, for letting us know about the AIDS virus and that we shouldn't get infected and stuff like that. You know, it was a silly thing, but it was a nice record. And in fact, Howard Stern played it. It got played in New York a little bit, played around the country, but it never really was a hit. But that's the track I used to put this vocal on, you know?
Hey, you got to put that out. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna fine tune it a little bit more. Thanks, Gary. So listen, did you hear that? I'm sure you listened to the debate like I did. Did you?
And the Colonel's also on the line.
Oh, Colonel, you're on there too. Hey, Colonel.
Hey, Colonel.
Colonel, are you there?
I thought he was on the line.
All right. Well, maybe he'll call back. The number here, in case you want to call in, talk to Gary and I, or the Colonel, or Lisa. This is Trade Martin, and the number is 347-838-8898. So anyway, what'd you think about the debate, Gary?
Well, I listened to it from its beginning to its end.
Right.
And what I walked away with from the debate is two things. One, they stood up there and told the American people that they are the Democrat Party, and all the things they talked about and how they would take care of them. Their bottom line is, we'll take care of you from cradle to grave.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
That's the bottom line. And then the other thing is that the Democrat Party is the party of big, big government. And everything that they talked about that they wanted to do or how they would take it on, big government, and
absolutely, yeah,
there was more than one socialist standing up there. They might call themselves something else, but they're all socialists.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the
bottom line. Yeah.
Well, Jim Webb, I thought was, he was, you know, he's obviously affected by probably, he said he got hit by a grenade or something.
Uh-huh,
he's obviously affected by something. I feel sorry for him, but he used to be a Republican, I know. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess you could kind of call him a, what they used to call Democrats,
a blue,
that were
a blue dog,
blue dog,
a blue
Demo-
dog. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Blue Dog Democrat, yeah.
Yeah, he's more like that. He's more of a conservative Democrat. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I kind of liked him, even though, you know, he was slow, you know, he could, you know, like, put you to sleep. He's, like, a little boring. But even Lisa said if there was any Democrat, if we were forced to vote any Democrat, it would have to be Jim Webb. And I mean, he's
yeah,
a military
absolutely.
Guy and everything, too. You know, we know that. But
uh-huh.
I got a kick out of Lincoln Chafee. I got a kick out of him.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. He was a...
he's always like,
he was
I went there and I went... You know, it's almost like he had a... Almost like a high voice. He was funny. He was funny. Rhode Island, I think you could put Rhode Island in my... the town here I live in is Weehawken. It's only about a mile square. I think you can fit Rhode Island in the mile square town. But
yeah, he was a hoot. But Hillary Clinton tried to come on as some rough, tough individual that was going to grab the bull by the horns and all that stuff, you know. But
right.
I was up here on Twitter watching some of the things that Donald Trump was saying, and they were hilarious.
Yeah, they were pretty funny. Yeah,
oh, commenting on the various people up here on stage, as I call them, dolts. But yeah, he was funny.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, you go first. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm pretty proud of the fact that I go up here on Twitter, and of course my show's up there, the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, and I go up there and mess around a lot, and Donald Trump. Clicked on and followed me and has even retweeted some of the things that I've said over the last week or so. Yeah, uh-huh.
That's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, a lot of people like Trump. I like Trump, too. I think he's the only real presidential guy we got there.
Uh-huh.
I loved Ted Cruz and my friend.
I do, too.
And my friend is repping Ted Cruz, is the chairman of Ted Cruz campaign in New Jersey. And in fact, my girlfriend is going to be the chairman in our town.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me or my girlfriend to be chairman of town. He didn't have the time, so she's going to be the chairman in our town for Cruz.
Cool.
And she likes Trump also, but you know, for some reason, I don't think Trump is going to get the nomination. I don't know why. You know.
I don't know. I guess like my grandma used to say, it'll come out in the wash. But
yeah.
But yeah, I like Ted Cruz as well. Of course,
yeah, we
know,
I like
Texan.
Him a lot. Yeah, I think I like him. He's running fourth now. You know, it's you know, Trump, Carson, Corina, Carlina, and Cruz is fourth, and Rubio is
uh-huh.
fifth. I forget who's sixth. Yeah.
The outsiders are, you know, and I consider Cruz really an outsider. I mean,
he is, even though he's
Stood up against that bunch up there in the Republican Party and took them on when nobody else would.
Right, yeah, he did.
And I really like a person like that does that.
He did.
You know,
I noticed, getting back, who's that? Hey, Billy?
That would be Billy, yeah. I've been listening
to
him for
Billy?
A while.
I like Billy, yeah. Listen, Sanders, you know, Sanders won the poll, the Drudge poll, big time. I mean, by a lot in the debate.
Uh-huh.
Sanders won the debate, you know. And I said Sanders won the debate right away, even before I saw the poll. I believe Sanders won the debate, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
did, too, yeah.
He's so funny. I get a kick out of Sanders. I love Sanders. I really like him. I mean, I would never
vote. He reminds me of an old college professor.
Oh, yeah, something like
that.
That
type of guy, yeah.
Yeah. Billy, you didn't see any of it?
I tried, but I had some shows to upload, and it was just, you know, I told you I put Windows 10 on this main computer, and...
I see.
But CNN, it's, you know, it's a lie when they say you could watch it for free, because you can't.
Yeah, definitely.
Cable,
well,
cable
listen,
TV,
the Democrats, everything is for free, you know, everything. Bernie Sanders wants everything free, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Free college tuition, free this, free that, everything, you know.
Yeah,
if I hear the middle class one time, I'm going to jump out the window, you know. That's all he kept saying is the middle class, and the oligarchy, and, you know, I mean, it drives you crazy, but he's funny. He's really funny. What? And he said, stop with the damn emails, will you? Remember when he said
yeah,
that?
They didn't quite, they didn't dwell too much on that, did they?
No, because it was great. He fluffed it right off, and she loved it, you know?
Well, here's the thing I noticed. When they brought on into discussion about Edward Snowden.
Right, I heard that, yeah.
And Hillary was the first to jump on that and say that he committed a crime and he should be punished for it. Who in the hell is she talking about committing a crime being punished for it?
Yeah,
I mean,
because it reflects right on her emails and everything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, it is really crazy. But everything they talked about, one of the things that they kept pushing, all of them, was the environment.
Oh, I know. Well, Bernie Sanders thinks that's the main topic of everything, you know.
What, you don't think you have a better chance of dying from climate change and global warming than you do from an ISIS guy chopping
you know.
Your head off? Come on, what's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, I know. I go to bed every night worrying about that.
I do.
Yeah,
when I wake up in the morning, I'm worried that I'm not going to have enough clothes to wear because of the climate change or
the
global warming.
The funny thing is, you know, these people...
clothes to wear...
Nah, you got to worry about stuff like that. Come on.
They're worried about it happening. They're worried about it happening like in 10 years. You know, it's going to change all the time. And in like a couple of million years, it will change a lot, you know. But they think it's going to change. They think that mankind is changing it right now. And it's, you know, even Rush Limbaugh laughs. He goes, man, he says, the atmosphere is so big. He says, you know, you got to do to pollute this atmosphere. It's unbelievable, you know, you got to do to pollute this atmosphere.
Hey,
but
Jerry,
Billy, Kevin Bowles
has joined.
Oh, okay.
The conversation.
Oh, I'm sure Kevin has a lot to say about the debate. Kevin, were you listening?
I watched some of it, Trey. It was kind of bland. It was hard to follow, you know.
Yeah, well, it was bland, of course. What'd you expect? Did you think it was
this Bernie
be
Sanders guy is kind of definitely a kind of an interesting fellow, you know. I know.
He's a cartoon character, you know. He's got less chance. My toy poodle's got more of a chance of being president than Bernie Sanders. But I love him. I don't know why I like him. I just like him.
Yeah.
I really do.
He comes from nearby Vermont.
I know. You know, the funny thing is, he called Jimmy, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday. He gave Jimmy a call. Lisa, play that little thing. I want the Colonel, Gary, and Billy, and Kevin to hear that. He called Jimmy. Listen to this. Take a listen.
Today in news, here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J. This is Today in News.
WMEX.
Trey Martin is on assignment.
Hey, this is Jimmy J. Sorry, I missed you. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get right back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
I'm Jimmy J. with Today in News. Hey, let's go to caller number 1. I'll use this.
Jim, this is Bernie Sanders. Now, I know they call you the DJ of the stars, but I'm one of the stars now, Jim. And now, listen, you got to change this climate change thing. It's going to kill us. It's going to kill all the kids, our grandkids and everything. I'll tell you right now. And listen, it's all the middle class. The middle class is collapsing in this country, and we have to help the middle class because the billionaires and millionaires, and they keep on coming out, and we've got to stop the pharmaceuticals and the great big banks, and we've got to stop them all. Garlic tuition's got to be free.
Could you just hold on for 1 minute, please?
Yeah, I'll hold on for you. Okay, sure.
Call and come in on
okay.
Line 2. Sure. Line 2, go ahead, guy. Who's this?
What the hell is that?
That is the Russian national anthem. And now, a special message from Vladimir Putin about the ultimatum Secretary of State John Kerry issued Friday on the vote. I will translate.
That's glory of us, Vladimir.
The Secretary of State is a smart.
I saw he died.
So is the other ass, idiot.
They just like you can slow head up and all that slow down.
I'll use them as rags to wipe my horse's balls.
I mean, so damn high, yeah.
And Jimmy J, tell your partner to stop making fun of my girlfriend.
Yeah, I did the block.
Or I'll come over some Sunday morning and wreck your little funhouse. Thank you, son. Thank you.
What the hell is that?
That is the Russian national anthem.
Anyway, these guys, they keep calling Jimmy, you know? They keep calling Jimmy.
That was good.
Anyway, so listen, what about Martin O'Malley? What did you think of Martin O'Malley, you guys?
Oh, man. He's been smoking a little bit too much dope, I guess.
Yeah.
And Chappie reminded me of the character on Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Right? Oh, that poor
like
guy.
I just got there.
It was 90 to 5, and, well, come on, give me a break. I didn't answer the question. Come on. No.
Are you talking about the character, the parakeet
and
the
there were no weapons of mass destruction. There were no weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
I called it that.
I hate when I hear that. There was,
I know, me too. Me too.
Come on now, you guys.
Of course, they didn't down anything or bring up anything that Obama got us into, the biggest quagmire ever. Of course, they wouldn't mention anything like that, though. They always had to bring up Bush and getting us into the war that we shouldn't have been into in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
always
his
the Iraq
fault.
War.
Yeah.
Not the Iraq war. That's why.
I'm so tired of hearing that. Come up with something new.
Even though they voted for it.
Yeah. It sounded like a good thing at the time. Oh, man. It's just...
Yeah.
It was pointless. And the way they directed all the questions to Bernie Sanders and
Hillary.
It was unbelievable.
Well, the two front runners, the other guys. The other
it was
guys
kind of funny.
Care.
Jim Webb says, "Hey, how about
yeah, yeah.
how about putting the camera on me for a little bit, huh? Come on, what's the matter with you people? Oh, it's just so Hillary just oh man." But people buy into all that, and Bernie Sanders sounds great. Yeah, free college for everybody except for the colonel. He can't. He's got to pay for it for everybody.
Well, listen, Colonel. I'll tell you what. The middle class. The collapsing the middle class. I mean, you know, the funny thing is, he got Obama in for almost 8 years now. I mean, and he keeps on talking about the middle class. Now Bernie Sanders, and they talk about a guy in one of the panels afterwards says. Listen, we need a little socialism. I mean, what do you think they got in there now?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
They were all complaining about all the things they couldn't do and the things they would do, but nobody mentioned the fact that for the first 4 years of Obama's administration, they controlled both houses and the White House, and they didn't get a damn thing done.
Yep.
Right.
All these, they keep talking about income inequality. I wish I were in the audience.
Oh, my God.
If you're really hip on this income inequality, right now, right here, give me half of your income. Make me happy, you know?
Yeah.
But, of course, they'll never do that. Ah, it's just they spin everybody up, and then all these young people think, oh, yeah, that's great, income inequality, right? The system is rigged. Get those bastards. Hang them. I got to tell you something. I don't know. Maybe you guys know. You know anybody that's in jail for smoking a joint? Because I don't.
No, I don't either.
Typically, the people in the joint are the ones that were dealing it. Or, you know, I don't know. And they keep talking about letting those poor people, we got to let them out of jail for smoking dope. They're all incarcerated. How horrible is that? None of this stuff is true.
30th, on October 30th, you guys, Barack is letting, 6,000 criminals out.
I hope he lets them out in Beverly Hills so that they can live among the Hollywood
type. Absolutely, that's where you should live.
Let them out there, yeah.
The only way that you could get imprisoned or the only way that you could get jailed or whatever for marijuana is if you have over a kilo or something like that. In other words, an amount more than personal use.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean, Billy. It's
all dealers.
Nobody, I don't know anybody in my lifetime that's ever been jailed for smoking a joint. A police officer wouldn't waste his time. A judge would throw it out. And some district attorney would say, get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
Well, down in my state, illegals are packing kilos by the you know, on their back every day across the border. They get thrown in jail for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You're gone, you know.
It's so
it don't make it don't mean a joke. I mean a joint. Hell, it's by the kilo and you still get out. So I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. And all they talk is ridiculous. And unfortunately, there's so many stupid people out there. They buy into that. They're like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, get them, Bernie. That sounds great. Free education,
well,
free
know,
college.
They keep
yeah,
on buying
baby.
In, you know what they keep on buying into? They keep on buying into this. Oh, the kids are starving. I'm looking for. You know, I talked to somebody a long time ago about this. I'm looking for some starving kids. I mean, even O'Reilly said it.
You want to see some starving kids? Come to my house. Oh, hey, oh. Or you can at least help me out and feed them. You're absolutely right. I don't see starving kids. I see people less off than me that have iPhones, and I don't have an iPhone. But that,
yeah.
You know, it's just a crazy world. And they like I said, they all these people buy into that crap. I don't know. They must cut some deals with Wall Street people, and they must tell them, look, just don't listen to what I say. I'm really going to badmouth you tonight, but I don't really
yeah,
mean
right,
it.
Yeah, right,
I don't really
I still
mean
need
it.
Your money.
Yeah, I still need your money, exactly.
Yeah.
I really don't want you to go to jail, but I just got to say it to get elected. If I get elected, don't worry, I'll take care of you. It's such a joke anymore.
I got news for you. I think they say that. I think they tell them that.
I bet you they do. I bet you they do. Yeah, go ahead. Make me look like the evil one. Don't worry. I got you covered, Hillary. Just say what you want. Don't worry about it. You line my pockets, I'll line yours. It's got to be.
Hey, listen, her son-in-law, you know, her son-in-law is a big hedge fund guy. The one that's married to Chelsea.
Really?
He's a big hedge fund guy. Yeah, you know, yeah, I read that.
His eyesight mustn't be that good either.
You know, Anderson Cooper, who was running the show tonight, he's involved with the Bill and Hillary Fund.
I heard
they
that.
Donate.
Yeah. It's just such ridiculousness. And
but I'll tell you what, if I were a Democrat, you know, and I saw this tonight, I think it was pretty good because for a Democrat, I'm looking at it from a Democrat's eyes. This has got to rev the Democrats up. They must thought it was great, but I don't think they had any kind of ratings tonight. But I thought Anderson Cooper, I don't like him too much, but I thought he did a good job tonight for whatever he did. But
let
I got
me
a
ask you this. When Hillary answered the questions, especially in the first three or four or five questions,
they were set up.
They were scripted. They were scripted, man.
Absolutely, she knew them right away.
Yeah.
She had
those questions ahead of
right
time.
Away.
Yeah.
Yep. I read that right away. Yeah. You got it. I know.
No doubt.
And Hollywood was in lockstep with Hillary when she talks about women's rights and women being second-class citizens. Did you notice the advertisement for the movie?
Oh, Mulligan, women's
rights.
Absolutely, yep.
Then they bring Sheryl Crow on to sing the national anthem. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she was horrible, too. Man, she was terrible. She wasn't really that good. I mean, she wasn't horrible, but she wasn't too good. I'll tell you that. I'd be embarrassed if I was her. You know, she sounded very weak.
And I guess Juan Carlos Lopez, he was there for the illegals, I guess.
Exactly. He was representing the anti-Trump. Anti-Trump.
I guess because they wouldn't let Jorge Ramos. They wouldn't let Jorge Ramos
on. No, they wouldn't
on.
Let
him.
No,
They wouldn't let him on. He's probably out smoking a joint somewhere. He's afraid
he
you're right.
Yeah.
He was out there smoking a kilo. He was smoking an illegal joint.
It's not an illegal joint. It's a legal joint.
Yeah.
This country is so out of control, man. We're in such bad shape.
And now listen,
it doesn't matter who takes over.
Now listen, they're saying here that, and it wasn't because of the debate, they're saying a newlywed hung herself after her husband stopped her from going on Facebook. Believe that?
Wow.
Newlywed hung herself. She committed suicide. And the husband wanted to commit suicide when he found out she had committed suicide. It was an Indian people. They're West Indian people. Eastern Indian people. Yeah, Eastern Indian people. And but the family stopped him. He wanted to commit suicide too. And they all thought that these people from that area of the country.
Yeah. You know, you want to cause a revolt or something in this country. Shut down the iPhones for an hour or take people's iPhones away. People will go nuts. swear to God, I've never, those things are in people's hands. They can't let go of them. They got them. It's everywhere you go. And like
That's
I said, you want to cause some, you want to cause some havoc or a true revolution. Take away the, you know what? Have iPhone registration. And see, let the government confiscate iPhones.
Go.
Then you'll see a revolt, kind of like the gun thing. I'm telling you, these people will go nuts without these iPhones. Absolutely nuts. They're so fixated on that technology. It's incredible. And look, this is the nonsense that Facebook does. Somebody commits suicide. Holy mackerel.
Did you know?
It's an addiction. It's an addiction. It's probably worse than drugs, I guess. I don't know.
Listen, they got this guy. What are you saying, Billy? Go ahead. Go ahead, Billy.
That's what would wake them up, but by then it would be too late. You know, the UN, Obama's turning the Internet over to the UN, so.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So.
Yeah, well, he loves the UN. He wants to be the, you know, I think he wants to be the UN, the head of the UN when he gets out of office, you know.
He does.
That's what
absolutely
he wants to do. He either wants to do that or record some songs. I think he wants to record. He wants to be a singer, you know, or something. You know?
It doesn't matter. He'll be set for life. Nobody will ever touch him in a million years.
I was kind of thinking. You know, if they asked me the question, Mr. Gatehouse, what do you see as the greatest national threat to our security? My answer would have been, I would have to say those five people on stage and the party they represent.
Yeah,
that's
true. That's true. If they spend all their time working on global warming, we will be done. We will be done.
It says that Jeb and Rubio back Obama on me, on trade. Jeb and Rubio back Obama on me.
Oh,
they keep on mentioning my name all the time, you know, Obama trade and this trade and that trade. I keep on turning my head all the time when I'm listening to Fox and the news and everything, you know.
Hey Trey, do you still have an in on those foot baths in the cabs?
Oh, I got them. I got them in the closet. I got a bunch of foot baths and the rugs, the prayer rugs I got. I got a lot of nice prayer rugs. They're very good. In fact, some of them fly. Like, you know, that kid that used to fly.
Yeah, right. What's that? What was that? The magic carpet.
Name? Salami. Oh. Salami.
Oh yeah, Swami. Swami,
whatever his name was.
In Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Pee Wee.
I love that.
Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. I used to love that
show.
Imagine,
we used to put Bernie Sanders on one of those things. I'd fly around on one of my fly around rugs, prayer rugs.
Yeah.
You know, there's a new
men's cologne coming out called Camel Dung. I don't know. That might be.
Camel Dung.
Yeah, that's going to work.
That'll work.
They'll love that.
That'll work. Oh, man.
Listen, they say on Ceylon, they say climate change denial is much worse than Holocaust denial. How about that?
Oh, God.
You
know,
wow.
I wouldn't even let my dog use that as a bathroom, Ceylon. I mean, of course, it's an internet thing.
But no, they are unbelievable.
They're so
left-winged. It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, this has got to be an Alice in Wonderland dream that we're all in because everything is so topsy-turvy. If they actually believe in this climate change, man, they're messed up. I guess they're trying to distract everybody. Don't pay any attention to what's going on in the Middle East. Just look at the climate change. Look at the sky.
Yeah.
But don't look directly at the sun.
Look who's pushing climate change. Look who's at the forefront of climate change. Al Gore.
Yeah.
Gorbachev. He runs the Green Cross movement.
Oh, yeah, Gorbachev is a big
Yeah,
big
Gorbachev.
Yes,
all
he is.
His staff members are ex-KGB people and stuff.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, the Green Cross.
How about this? Warren Buffett says America's never been greater.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
You got to be kidding me.
It's on Drudge right now. I see you right there.
Wow.
Yep. Well, Obama said that in an interview the other day.
You sure he didn't smoke one of those kilos?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the whole kilo, yeah.
And what's he basing that on, Trade? Would he say why he thinks it's
better? It's all about the base. He said it's all about the base.
The base.
It's all about the base. No, I don't know. He says America's never been greater. Listen, all the Obama schmucks say that, though, you know?
The economy is really improving. Everything is going great. Look at the... Oh, well, listen, if he's referring to the stock market, I guess he's right. I mean, they've been pumping out $80 billion a month, you know, in money that's not backed. So, what do we expect? You know, it's all a fake economy.
Exactly, a fake economy.
You know?
Yep. No, it is.
Well, the economy, they say, is going to become tumbling down here in, what were they saying, the end of this year sometime?
The end of his reign. Probably.
Well, I think if any time, it's probably going to be in 2016 when the real brunt of Obamacare takes effect.
Yeah.
And some of this other world nonsense going on, and we already saw the effect of China devaluing their yen. So all these things can affect the economy, and man, the market is so volatile now, and it's not following the traditions that it used to. So I don't know. I could see it happening probably next year in 2016.
Yeah.
Because this thing in the Middle East is only going to get worse. The economy is only going to get worse. I saw today. Not that it's a big deal, but Twitter was laying off 8% of their workforce. That's all I see is all these companies laying people off, and I don't see people getting jobs. I don't know. I must be missing something.
No, well, it said 93 million people are out of work.
93 million
people are out of work.
Unbelievable.
That's what the count is.
But it's never been better, Trade. It's never
been
better.
No, I know. That's what they keep saying. You know, that's what they keep saying. I mean, you know who was on? Van Jones was on for a minute before we came on.
Oh, boy. Van Jones.
Another one. Yeah. Another winner. Another
card-carrying communist.
Another big commie. And he's saying, man, it was fantastic. Hillary was fantastic. She was really great. I knew she was great, and she was so presidential. That's what he kept saying.
Oh, you know, God.
I mean, these guys are unbelievable.
It's the Donald Trump technique. Hey, I'm great. I've done the best deals. Everybody loves me. They clapped for me. 10 people showed up. It was great. I'm the best. I build bridges. You know, I make the art of the deal. Oh, man. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and she owns the reset button, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, everything was great, and, you know, I must have been a good decision maker because Obama hired me to be the Secretary of State.
He must have really thought
I made some really good decisions.
That was a deal I made for them, for her to back off so he could become the nominee. That's what it was.
Exactly.
Bill and Hillary were the original birthers. And they had all the information, and they were going to sink him in 2008 when he was first running against Hillary. And they were going to sink him. And then all of a sudden, they shut up.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because they obviously were threatened by guys like Soros or something like that who wanted Barack in there. They wanted Barack in there. And for whatever reason it was, I guess it was because he was black. You know, if he wasn't black, he would have never got in there. He would have never been the president.
No. No.
That's what I say. I say he was, you're
probably right.
Yeah.
The bad side of Obama is the white side, right?
I guess you're right.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So
White sides matter.
That's a misnomer then when you talk about Obama, because you got white privilege on one side and you got this poor black on the other. How's that shake out?
That's like the KKK arguing with Farrakhan, you know, with the,
I don't know. I guess he has to say white and black lives matter. That's
there you go.
Same thing. He can't just take one side or the other. No pun intended, you know. what a mess.
What happened to our buddy Kevin? Where did Kevin Bolts go?
I think he fell asleep.
he's on his way to his gig. He does his gig tonight from 2 to 5 on WATD Radio.
That's right.
And Jimmy J, of course, is on WMEX every Saturday night, 6 to 9, biggest radio station in Boston. It's almost like WMEX.
I
got to
get Billy Bob and Carl on Jimmy's show.
Oh, you would love that, yes. Maybe even for Halloween, I'll mention it to him, you know.
Yeah.
I'll talk to him tomorrow. He's going
to
record.
Maybe I can get him to play some old Hank Snow.
I love Hank Snow.
Maybe Billy Bob and Carl could make some pumpkin whiskey for Halloween or something. Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, some pumpkin moonshine. Yeah,
baby. Moonshine. There you go. Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Pumpkin moonshine. Yeah, that'd be it.
As
hey,
long
listen,
as it has a Lone Star
time,
label
everybody.
On it.
We're almost out of time, and I want to thank Gary Gatehouse. We went a little over tonight. I asked Lisa if we could go over a little bit, and she said we can go maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the most over. And we're about 10 minutes over right now. But I want to thank you, Billy, and Gary, and, of course, the mysterious Colonel, and this is Trade Martin. If anybody's still out there, we've got another 5 minutes or so. You want to call in, we're at 347-838-8898. If you got a specific question, call in, and we'll talk to you real quick because we're going to get off right at 12:45.
Anybody watching the baseball? Anybody watching the baseball games?
No, the Mets lost, didn't they, last night or something?
Yeah, they lost tonight too.
Oh, they did, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, Dodgers beat them.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tied up now, I think.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
So I think they'll play the final game in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys see that post on Facebook that was going around about the debate tonight that said 50 Shades of White? And it showed the all the debaters up there, CNN, you know, Democratic DNC debate, and it said 50 Shades of White, and somebody added to it 50 Shades of White Privilege. That cracked
me.
Oh,
man.
That's funny.
Gee.
What do you expect?
So who is the big winner to you guys tonight? I mean,
it was definitely Saunders.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah,
Bernie Sanders was definitely the winner.
Yeah,
I saw some numbers that said he got 60% and Hillary got 4%.
Wow!
The first poll.
I think the biggest winner was the Republican Party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Listen, if we don't beat them this time, if we don't beat the Democrats this time, man. We may as well jump in the river and just drown ourselves.
Absolutely.
After 7 or 8 years of this guy doing so badly, people have got to get a clue about what's going on. And they got to say, we have to have a change. We have to go with the Republicans. Even if they don't like anybody on a Republican stage, they should go with somebody.
You realize that Donald Trump is pulling a lot of Democrats over to the Republican side.
I hope so.
And an overwhelming majority of the black vote as well.
I think so, too.
And Hispanic vote.
They like him. Yeah, the Hispanics like him, too.
They're getting sick and tired of all the, you know, Obamacare is going to be great, and I got a phone, I got this, I got that, I got the other thing, and it was all a lie. They finally figured it out. And they're going, well, screw them, you know.
Wait till 2016 when the darn health care goes up 40%.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think is going to happen with the Speaker of the House, you guys? I don't think Paul Ryan wants it.
I don't want Paul Ryan.
I don't think so either.
I don't want Paul Ryan.
Well, who do we want?
I don't think they're going to recall Newt Gingrich. They're going to recall him.
Well, they're trying to. Yeah.
I think he'd be all right. I'd go for that.
I think so too.
It'd be
fantastic.
Great. Yeah. And he could take it. He doesn't have to be a current senator.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yep.
So
now, Billy, that means it open for you, Gary, or me, or the Colonel.
No. I said current. At one time.
Current. Oh, you mean AC or DC? What current do you mean, AC or DC?
Yeah.
We're going both ways, yeah, I'll tell you what.
That's a way to end the show.
Hey, Trey.
Like Hillary said, I didn't take a position on the pipeline until I took a position on the pipeline.
Yeah,
hey,
she said, you know, she doesn't even, the position on the pipeline, she doesn't even know where missionary position is. Forget the pipeline.
Oh, no.
She thinks that's a religious term.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the group Cars?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Have you heard the song that they made, Drive, Drive?
No.
Well, I dedicated on Twitter today. I dedicated that song to Hillary. Then I put the link to the lyrics of the song. And the lyrics of the song goes something like this: Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you when things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Oh no, who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when someone calls? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Who's gonna pluck your ears?
Ah, we got cut off, everybody.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we're still on. We're still
right.
on.
It's 12:45. We're going to see you on Sunday Morning Funhouse, everybody. God bless. Thanks, Gary, Billy, the Colonel, yours truly, Kevin Balls, for a little while. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.